That's the band Stan Berry with a tune called Flying Dutchman off of a brand new album that's, well, I think we're going to have to introduce the band to you because I don't know when it's out or what it's called. We've got Dylan Trost, Pete Gummerson, Gretchen McKenzie, and Devin Trost in the studio with us. Good afternoon.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, speak up. Yeah. So Flying Dutchman, what is the name of the new CD?
The new album's called Standards, which is, I guess, kind of a joke on the name Stanberry. But there's kind of been these weird long-running jokes between us and a bunch of friends.
So
and
this
Standards
is an inside,
is one of them.
Okay.
Kind of an inside joke.
Yeah. Where did the name Stanberry come from?
That's just that's an alias I've used for many years since middle school.
Really? What in middle school caused you to think I need a pseudonym here?
Oh, I've always been kind of shy.
Identity. Okay.
Yeah, and so I've been playing music since middle school. And,
yeah.
Anytime I'd have to write my name on something. Okay. I would sign it Stanberry,
so
usually,
Dylan
unless
Stanberry,
unless
yeah.
someone made me put my real name.
Okay.
I've gotten kind of over that, but the name Stanberry kind of stuck, I guess.
Cool. Yeah.
At some point, we tried to come up with a new name for the band, but you sort of reach a point where, what's the point?
Yeah, it's too late.
It yeah, it just yeah. kind of stuck.
Yeah. Let's introduce the band. That was just Pete Gummerson talking there for a moment. Dylan, before that, Gretchen is here as well. Gretchen, now what do you play?
I play bass.
Bass. All right. Yeah. Do you sing as well, or are you just holding things down?
Just holding things down.
All right.
You sing on the new
She's singing more and more.
Yeah. Okay. More and more, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Not on this record, though.
If we come out to see you guys play, Gretchen will be singing some too.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
You can also find Gretchen and Blanco Suave, local hip-hop duo
yeah.
that everybody loves.
I've heard the name. Haven't been out yet. Yeah. And Devin Trost, Dylan's... Younger or older brother?
Younger.
Younger. So you took the abuse. All right.
Yes.
And what do you play, Devin?
I play drum kit.
Oh, okay.
Band.
Cool. And we didn't cover this with Peter and Dylan. What instruments are you guys?
I play keyboards and sing background vocals.
Okay.
And I play the guitar and I sing lead vocals, I guess.
All right.
Write the lyrics. And okay. Pete records all of our music as well.
Okay, so, that was one of my questions. Yeah. Where do you guys record? But if you've got the guy in the band,
yeah. That's the only reason they keep me around,
yeah.
really.
It's kind of nice having a recording engineer in the band.
It's 3-chord songs, too, that I can pull off. So,
so let's bring things out into the light. What is Stanberry all about? What's the band?
Who wants to answer that question?
Yeah, do it.
I'll take it.
All let's right. pinhole
yeah.
it.
Go.
The band started, I guess, 2 winters ago.
Yeah,
Dylan and I had played music together, and I produced an album for he and Carrie Yost. Ruby the Tank was the name of that group.
Dylan was in that band, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you loser.
And I had just gotten a bunch of recording equipment, and we're sort of looking for people who I knew would be easy to work with and who didn't have any money and couldn't afford to make a record. So we had a really good time doing that, and Dylan and I became good friends, and then he and I started playing the songs that became this record, basically in my garage. And in his words, they were songs that weren't ever really meant to see the light of day, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Dylan's very modest and he's very prolific, so I kind of wrenched it out of him. And then we started playing as a duo, and we did sort of a, I don't know, residency, you might call it, at Black Rocks Brewery last winter. We played every Monday for a couple of months. And throughout that time, the songs grew, and then we're like, well, maybe we can have drums, and maybe we can have bass. And then two great horn players in town, Mike Biella and Patrick Booth, joined us on clarinet and horns and other various woodwind instruments. And so the album, Standards, was very much represents the evolution of our sound in the band. And yeah, that's kind of how we've arrived where we're at today.
And where does the writing come from? Is that all you, Dylan? At least lyrically, the
yeah,
stories. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm...
How long have you been writing? If you started music in middle school, how long have you been actually writing?
Since I first picked up a guitar, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I had no interest in playing covers or... I mean, I wanted to learn some songs, but I wanted to learn Jimi Hendrix songs, and that just wasn't going to happen right away.
And it's a marriage made in heaven for Dylan and I, because I've never written a song in my life and probably won't, but I love being the kind of right-hand man sort of aspect of it. I think that's why I like producing and recording as well, so it was just a great match.
Yeah, this band wouldn't exist without Pete.
Oh, come on now.
It wouldn't. I would not be doing this.
Do you tend to write about certain topics, or talk to us a little bit about the process?
Process. It's kind of hard to describe, I guess. I tend to write, it's all kind of autobiographical, I guess, in a way, but I don't like to be so obvious. I like to envision these characters that aren't me.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're writing about what you know, as they say, but it's not about you, in a sense.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. It's all about me and other people. I like to write about other people more than myself, and I like, I got these characters in my mind that come to fruition, you know, that I can kind of beat up in my songs, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, to not take it out on me so much, but take it out on others, I guess.
All right. So let's talk a little bit to Gretchen and Devin. What brought you guys into the band, or makes you stay?
Well, when Dylan and Pete were doing their residency at Black Rocks, I showed up to a couple of gigs and just thought it was beautiful, because I think they're both geniuses, and I'm glad I get to work with them. One day, it's kind of like, hey, I think maybe you guys could use a bassist. Can I sit in?
Oh.
Not so subtle.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I feel like it's just missing some low end. And they let me play music with them, and I'm super glad, because it's great working with them. I mean, Dylan writes the songs, but we all sit down together and play through them and work out what there is to find in them and how we can all lock in together.
So Dylan kind of gets the ball rolling, and then everybody sort of collaborates before the
great.
End.
Yeah. It's the easiest band I've ever been a part of in that regard.
Yeah. And Devin, you're playing with your brother. There must be a relatively good relationship there.
I've played with my brother quite a bit over the years.
That's great. Says a lot.
He usually just asks me and I show up.
I really want Devin in any band I'm associated with, because he's so good.
What is it that he brings? I mean, what is it that you're looking for that he brings?
Well, mostly he's just a weirdo. And I like his personality.
Maybe a little bit of freshness, even though he's your brother.
Yeah. I don't know, he's just he does things that other people wouldn't.
And he's a very musical drummer too. Like all my favorite drummers, it's, you feel like they're playing an instrument, not just a beat. And maybe it sounds kind of generic and cheesy, but it's true for sure with him.
Yeah. One of the things you said, Gretchen, sort of sparked a thought that the band almost is symbolic of the what I've seen in the Marquette music scene. So many folks playing with each other in different settings. You know, you rarely find a musician who only plays with one band. You know, it just doesn't happen. And over the last decade or so, the talent's really been flowering here. Talk a little bit about the Marquette music scene.
I think it's great right now. There's so many talented people. I'm always shocked by the fact that I can find someone new who's incredible that I've never heard of before. And I mean Pete grew up in Ishpeming, but we've all grown up here and seen the scene change, and it keeps getting bigger and better.
It kind of ebbs and flows too.
Sure.
You know, sometimes there's a lot of really great bands and a lot of creativity flowing, and then the students move away, and then there's only two bands, and then they come back and there's 20 bands all of a sudden, you know, and there is a lot going on right now, especially kind of in the DIY, like, alternative scene right now. There's a lot of good house shows, and there's a lot of good bands, people wanting to play music, and a lot of support to see those bands. And yeah, it's just we're trying to find our way in there somehow, I guess.
Do you find that social media's really helped the music scene? You know,
absolutely.
With the events on Facebook and
for
spreading Instagram.
Or worse. Yeah.
Well, I think the word, just your name is out there more.
Mm-hmm. And it's more accessible for people on my end of it, I'm the recording nerd, so just to be able to get that media to people without actually having to hand them something physical, you can just tell somebody, hey, check out this website or check out this song. I think social media is really, really powerful for that. And also just announcing shows, where's it going to be, or like if the show had already happened and pictures from it or whatever, people eat that kind of stuff up, and social media is perfect for it.
Definitely. Okay. We're talking to the band Stan Berry. Pete Gummerson, Dylan Trost, and Gretchen McKenzie, and Devin Trost are in the studio. Other members include Patrick Booth, Mike Biella, Daryl Syria, and Elsa Jensen, at least on the recording that you guys brought in.
Sometimes.
Yeah. The recording, again, is called Standards. We earlier heard Flying Dutchman. Can we play another tune from it?
Yeah.
Right now? What do you want to play?
It's a song called Penniless.
Penniless. Yeah, yes. What track number is
it? Track one.
Track one, all right.
Yeah.
This is Stan Berry. Again, that's music from the band Stan Berry. That was called Penniless off their new album, Standards. We've got the members of the band in the studio with us this afternoon on Weekday. Pete Gummerson, Dylan Trost, Gretchen McKenzie, and Devin Trost are all here with us. Brand new album. Where can people get it?
We can get it to you in person. Okay. If you see us on the street, we might have a copy. But
do you have Stan Berry t-shirts?
Not yet. But we should.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
We got to sell some CDs first.
Yeah, some kind of sandwich board, walk around town.
Yeah.
But for those who don't know us personally, it's on Spotify, Bandcamp, cool. iTunes, Tidal, Apple Music, etc.
Wow, that's terrific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you getting good response so far?
Thus far, it's been out for a few weeks now.
Oh, that's brand new baby.
Yeah, it's brand new baby. And a lot of people have been reaching out to us. We've played a few shows, and people are pretty stoked when you hand them a free album.
That is cool, yeah. Go to the show, get a free album.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a pretty cool show coming up in July you were telling me about.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, opening up for Charlie Parr at the Ordock. Forget the date.
It's July 13th.
July 13th.
Yeah. It's happening during Forestville Fest.
Yeah, same time as Forestville. And as Hans mentioned when we were off air, it's really fun for us to play shows for people like Charlie or other touring acts that are coming through. I've opened for Joshua Davis before in a different band, and it's really great to play for a real listening crowd. They're coming there for the music.
Right.
I won't go on my rant about local music venues, but it's fun to play in a place where people are really there to be a part of the experience, and not just as background music. And it's not a pride thing or ego thing. It's just, I don't know, it's bouncing that energy off of the crowd and feeling it back. So
we've been a bar band, and I don't think we want to do that again.
No. And I think that's a big reason why the house show scene, and a couple people in particular who have really promoted that lately is kind of coming back, because it is, even if there's only 15 people there, they're all there.
They're there,
you know,
for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And another play to that crowd.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, you want to play to your audience, not people walking by.
Yeah, so if anybody needs a chill dinner party band, hit us up.
That'd be great. Any other long-term plans over the summer? You got any other dates people should know about?
Not yet. I'm already writing a second record. I've already got. I work really fast. I get sick of things really fast, and I'm always writing.
Yeah, Dylan tried to not finish this record like 3 times.
Some of the songs are really old. Yeah.
It was kind of one of those, no, man, I've already put so much work into it. We just got to get it out there. And I'm really glad we did.
Part of me also is, you know, an archivist. So it's nice to have, you know, it's nice to have the band to kind of force me to do things that I would normally brush off. Eh, I'm sick of that. It's boring.
Well, so now that, in terms of writing, now that you are Stan Berry and you're working on another album, do you ever bring some stuff pre-Stan Berry in and go, hey, wait a minute, let's work through this because it's like unfinished in your mind?
Oh, all the time. It'll take me a long time to finish a song. I've always got, you know, I've got cassette tapes and voice memos just full of snippets of things I've worked on, notebooks, you know, I'm always going back and recycling ideas, or you know sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and Dylan's great too about he's got like a little Tascam 4-track that he'll work on demos, and he's really good about sending us, whether it's through a video message or an email or something, keeping us in the loop. And bless him, half the time we don't even respond to the messages he's sending, but it's still good to like log it in the back of your mind. And then by the time you do, we're all busy and have, you know, full-time jobs, so when we do get to rehearsal, it's nice to have that idea in your mind already. And it's where demos are huge. Anybody out there who's playing music, you just get something, whether it's on your phone or an old 4-track recorder, which is even more fun and better, just get it on something so you can share it with others and even just have it rolling around in your own head.
Okay. And it's nice to, you know, it is a really collaborative process between all of us. You know, like I might have a demo with a basic idea, but it usually doesn't end up sounding that way at the end of it. You know, it's just kind of a baseline, like, this is kind of what I envision in my head, and then Gretchen will play some baseline that I didn't think of, or Devin does something different to the drums, and I never know what Pete's going to do. And then then when we get it to the saxophonist, Mike Biela and Pat Booth, like, They take it to a whole new level.
They're the wild cards, because a lot of times they're not there for the rehearsals.
We just let them go.
And there's nothing else you can do or want to do. Yeah.
So have you guys gotten to the point yet where you're getting into arguments and no, that's not right? And
never.
No?
Nothing is off limits.
Yeah.
You know?
So he's a good listener when you guys bring ideas, or you say, that ain't working?
Oh, definitely.
No matter how much you tell me it does, it doesn't.
I think if we had a boss, it'd be Gretchen.
Definitely.
Excellent.
She lays it down when she needs to.
Ladies and gentlemen, she just found that out for the first time.
Stanberry's
going to be changing.
I'm going to put it on my business card.
There you go. And a whole new stamp on the music. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to the band Stanberry. Pete Gummerson, Dylan Trost, Gretchen McKenzie, and Devin Trost, all in the studio with us this afternoon. Thanks so much for coming by.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And let's see, there was one more song. We're going to take things out.
Yeah, sure. It's called Life is a String, or The String. We can't remember.
Or The String. And it might be called something different later on.
Right? Yeah, who knows?
All right. This is Stan Berry on Weekday. That one's called Life is a String, or The String, from the band Stan Berry. Again, we'd like to thank Dylan Trost, Gretchen McKenzie, Devin Trost, and Peter Gummerson for stopping by today and sharing their new album, Standards, with us here on Weekday on Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM, Marquette, Negaunee, Ishpeming, and at wnmufm.org. Stay tuned. All Things Considered is next.